Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. This is Lisa.
Hey, and Steve is here. It's cold. We're in Atlanta.
Yeah, we've had a lot of school snow days because of the cold and the ice.
Yeah, we're going on a record. I'm sure everybody up north who's listening is like, oh my gosh, it can't be that cold or snowing in Atlanta. But yeah, we've missed, I think, the whole week of school.
We went one day this week.
Yeah, so now we wanted to do something warm.
We're going to bring the warm fuzzies to all the Atlantans.
So we're going to go to the Caribbean.
Yes. And to bring us there, we have Tamara. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, welcome. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Now, Tamara Christie Johnson is the business development for Jamaica Tourism Board. And you're going to get us all warm, aren't you? Or at least wanting to get warm.
At least you'll be thinking warm thoughts. You'll be daydreaming about Jamaica.
I like it.
Yeah, we love going down to Jamaica. And for Atlanta, they have a direct flight. We get up, you get on a plane, and then like before lunch, you're on the beach having a drink in your hand. So it's pretty nice if you've got a direct flight anywhere from the U.S. or at least from Atlanta to get down there.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is you have 4 nonstop direct flights to Jamaica from Atlanta. You can be there before lunch. You can be there in the morning. And if you want to just get there early afternoon, that's fine as well.
Very good. Sounds good to me. I want to know, I'm going to jump right into the stuff I want to get into, and that's beaches. What are the best beaches in Jamaica, and why? Why do you think they're the best ones?
Well, I can tell you this. Jamaica, as you know, is an island right there in the Caribbean Sea, right? And the beauty of it, of this beautiful island, is that it's surrounded by the Caribbean Sea. Every part of it is located in the Caribbean Sea. There's no Pacific, there's no Atlantic, it's just Caribbean. So all the beaches around the island are really beautiful. I can tell you that. All of them. White powdery sand beaches. Now, when you talk about where would you find the best quality, you mm-hmm. can take a look more towards the west and south coast of the island. There you'll find little tourist towns like Negril, which is very well known. I like Negril's beaches. It has a 7-mile stretch of beautiful white sand beaches. So for me, and for many persons that just want a nice beachy vacation, they'll go there. The South Coast also, on the other hand, has some of the most unspoiled beaches on the island. But I can tell you another thing that a lot of people don't even think about is that These are small areas of the island. The entire island, if you go to Port Antonio, you'll find really nice beaches. And if you should do the drive along the circumference, like you're going along the edge of the island towards Port Antonio, you'd be so surprised of how beautiful those beaches are. And a lot of them are not tourist towns. But just to give you an idea. So within the tourism towns, I'd say Negril and the South Coast.
Yeah, we love Negril. I mean, Negril, you've got the resorts. You've got, like you said, 7 miles of beach. You've got the vendors are there. Everything is right there. A lot of things going on in Negril. And then we also went over towards the South Coast and some of the beaches over there, like you said, they're kind of like tucked away. So if you want more of a romantic beach, I think, there's not a lot of people on the beach, if anybody. And then we've also done a couple little kind of boutique hotels where you maybe go down the cliffs and there's just a little cove with a small little beach right there.
Right. I can tell you too that I had the fortune of being in Ocho Rios, and I went to a beach on one of the properties there in Ocho Rios. And there is a difference with the beaches in Ocho Rios and Negril, mainly in terms of the color of the sand. Now in Negril, it's that bright white sand, whereas in Ocho Rios, on some parts of the beach, you'll find like a more tan sand, which is great because it allows you to relax. The sun isn't reflecting off of it so much, you know, and the beach there is so calm. Very calm, and you can walk out for very far onto that beach in the water, and you're still able to swim. The water won't go above your head or anything. So it's really, really great. It depends on your personal preference.
Okay, so you're talking about calm waters. Are there rough waters anywhere? It's not like we can go to Jamaica and surf, can we?
You definitely won't be able to surf much in Jamaica because most of the waters there are calm. On the South Coast, there's one area where you won't get the surf, the big wave, and, you won't be able to do that. But it might be a little bit more choppy on certain days on some parts of the South Coast.
Okay, so if we avoid the South Coast because we don't like rough water, that would be the smart thing to do.
Well, I don't think any part of the island has rough water.
Okay.
You won't really find rough waves because it's really totally covered. In terms of, we're kind of in the middle of the Caribbean, and if you look at a globe, or for example, you will see that there are land masses such as the United States or other islands like Cuba, and then the Lesser and Greater Antilles, which really keeps out a lot of those waves from coming in, so you won't have rough waters.
Okay.
Location, location, location.
And you've got it. Excellent.
Literally, we've got the great real estate of the Caribbean.
Okay, so you've got the real estate. Now, on the real estate, what if I wanted to have an adventure? I'm an adventure seeker. What does Jamaica offer me for adventure?
We've got many rivers on the island, and you can go and experience what we call whitewater rafting. So you can go rafting on almost like a roller coaster style, or you can do the calm rafting on the bamboo raft, such as what they do in Port Antonio on the Rio Grande. So you can do rafting on the Martha Bray in those little river tubing, or you can actually go out there and do what we have in the Negril side, which is the western side of the island. They call that dune buggy rides. And, you're really going over those sand dunes and going through different areas of the foliage and more of a rainforest type feel. So you get to really see a lot of the terrain. So there's quite a number of different things you can do. There is for example, Mystic Mountain Bobsled Jamaica tour, which allows you to do bobsledding on rails through the jungle.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it is so much fun. You go up 700 feet above sea level, and you have that rainforest there, and you're overlooking Ocho Rios. So there's quite a number of things out there. One of my favorite things to do is the horseback riding. It's adventurous in that they take you through various towns, small little villages on the island on the horseback. And you also get to cross rivers on that horseback. And then they finally end up right by the seashore. And those horses are so excited to just go riding in the water with you on their back, you know. So it's a lot of fun. And again, adventure.
Now, one of the things I love is the Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee. But my wallet doesn't love the Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee. So I don't get to have it that much, but one of these days I want to do a tour. Do they have like a coffee tour where you can go up into the mountain and see where it's grown and do a little taste testing and something like that?
Indeed they do. You certainly can do one of the coffee tours. There are quite a number of them. You can do the bicycling tours, or you can do hiking tours, and right along the path, well, while you're doing those tours by bicycle or hiking, you will see a lot of, well, Jamaican style coffee shops along the way. And you know what's so beautiful about it too is that the Blue Mountains it's about 7,444 feet high, approximately above sea level. So you actually get up there and it's really misty with fog, and that allows for the perfect temperature for the growing of these coffee beans, the Arabica coffee beans, and they are exceptional. You can do tours of the coffee distributor, the person who actually grows the coffee. You can go through from...
Tamara, I'm going to interrupt real quick. We're going to break right here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Whether you are sore from a new workout routine or you pulled something carrying groceries, everyone deals with muscle or joint pain at some point. Dr. Barb Arnott with more.
I've been the biggest believer forever in topical pain formulations. I've had a lot of experience with a lot of pain. And, you know, as someone who's getting along, the truth is, you know, I get pain from doing these workouts to keep me young. And I love the topical pain formulations. For instance, there's a company called Salon Pause.
For more info, visit salonpause.us.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
All right. And I'm so sorry I had to interrupt you. We're talking about coffee tomorrow.
Oh, not a problem. You know I can go on and on.
Well, you know, the breaks dictate the show. So we were talking about the coffee, the Blue Jamaican coffee, and go ahead and finish up, and then maybe we can go more into some of the Jamaican cuisine and food.
Sure, absolutely. So, of course, with the Blue Mountain coffee, you can taste it straight from the coffee brewers, of course, right there, and you will enjoy that. And one hint, when you're in Jamaica, buy Blue Mountain coffee in Jamaica. It will be cheaper than buying it in the U.S. So bring back a souvenir for yourself and a friend.
Yeah, we need to do that next time we're there.
I always do. I always bring you coffee. Yeah.
I know. I drink it really quick, too. Yeah. You know, the only thing I love is the food, the jerk, like a Jamaican jerk shack. Oh, and a red stripe. Mm-hmm. Red stripe in a bottle. Oh, I get some of the
chicken.
That's
true, and if you get a chance, you need to stop at Scotch's. They've got a location in Ocho Rios as well as Montego Bay. So Scotch's is a great jerk center that has really great jerk chicken, jerk pork. They even do sweet potatoes and a lot of great stuff. So
yeah. That's my favorite. And we still haven't been. I've driven by it a few times. But I'm always with a bunch of people, and I can never get everybody to go. So I need to get to Scotch's because you're not the only one. Everyone says Scotch's is great. I always end up at like some roadside, you know, some guys cooking on like a half of a barrel, and it's still pretty good. So it's really, I mean, it's like it's authentic.
Yes, very authentic, and they really know how to cook. They're very good with their spices. Another food that you really need to try while you're in Jamaica is the Jamaican beef patties. So once you get a chance, getting it straight from the patty shop is the best, you know. And even if you get it from the hotel, it's also very good, very, very delicious. And one more thing is our national dish, which is ackee and saltfish. You want to try that. Exceptional. It will tickle your taste buds. We also have another meal that we... Well, let me tell you about a nice drink since you mentioned the Jamaican red stripe. You're going to want to research sorrel. That's a beautiful Christmas drink that we have. It's red. It's red because it's really a flower, a beautiful flower, almost looking like an orchid. And they get that and they somehow steep it and get a really great drink from it. And it's mixed with ginger, you know, so you know it's really a good drink. You can have it virgin or you can top it off with a little Appleton rum.
Ooh.
And yeah, it makes a great drink.
You got it all. That's
so,
all there. Now, the beef patties, gosh, I love those too.
Yeah.
We had those. Now, I had heard, and you might know, that they might actually have those at Costco, but I'm sure they're not as good. But is there any equivalent?
Yeah, I think we spotted them at Costco, but it won't taste like how it is when it comes straight out of the patty shop. And I tell you, in Costco, they might have beef. I won't stretch to think they'll have chicken patties, but they might have beef. And we have chicken patties, lobster patties, shrimp patties, soy patties, vegetable patties, all kinds right there in Jamaica. And just in case you've missed the chance to have some Jamaican beef patty, you might find it at the airport, including one spot at the airport that you might see it is Club Mo Bay. So if you get a chance,
that's right.
I've had a beef patty at Club Mo Bay.
That's true. That's like your last beef patty. And Club Mo Bay is awesome. If you have never, we love Club Mo Bay. So when you fly in, you have to go to Club Mo Bay on the way in because they have they have someone who takes you through customs and they help you get your luggage and they help you all the way in. So you get the expedited line there. And then Club Mo Bay on the way out is great because the lounge is. Well, we've been in a lot of airport lounges, but the Club Mo Bay lounge is phenomenal for food and everything else.
It is, and they certainly treat you like a VIP.
Yes.
So if you want to arrive in style and comfort, and it's really at a nominal cost, it's really great for the value of what you're getting. Club Mo Bay is a really great way to go.
I like that. Okay, so we haven't really talked about the fabulous places to stay when you go to Jamaica. Do you have any favorites? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're allowed to have favorites.
I'm not allowed to have favorites, but I'm certainly allowed to mention a few.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So let me tell you some of the ones that you definitely want to stay at. You want to take a chance at Sandals Resorts, of course. They've got quite a number of them sprinkled throughout all the resort areas except Port Antonio. You know, Port Antonio doesn't have all-inclusives, but all the other resort areas to date has. Moon Palace is also a wonderful place to stay, great and kid-friendly too. And it's even good for those who want to do their romantic getaway. So Moon Palace is one. The Couples Resort, they've got a few in Negril and Ocho Rios. And Breathless, which recently opened up. It's a part of the AM Resort chain. So you have Secrets, you have Sunscape, you have, Secrets, you have both Wild Orchid and St. James. So that's quite a number that you can take a look at. And I can't forget Zoetree, so that's another one added in. I also like, for those who want to try something new, you can take a look at the Jamaica Inn or
are these mom
those
pop
other
type
properties
individual
really nice like Half Moon, you know, you can take a look at those too. But I also like the Reuse and the Ibero Star properties, really, really great properties there in Montego Bay. Rio is also in Negril and Ocho Rios. And I can't not mention the Hyatt or the Hilton for those of us who really want to go that direction. They've got a few properties in Oar Island too.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were a first timer, pick one or two resorts that you would recommend for a first timer that would be budget friendly. And, go ahead.
Budget-friendly Royalton is a really great choice for first-timers. The Royalton Resort and Iberostar and Riu.
Okay.
Those are very budget-friendly properties, but they are also very nice, especially the Royalton, all of them are really good.
Okay, so we are running out of time. I am going to ask for one higher end resort. What would you pick? Budget's not an object.
Try all or Round Hill. You know, Prince Harry stayed at Round Hill. Meghan Markle stayed at Round Hill too. The Kennedys and royalty stay at Half Moon as well. And I really do love Jamaica Inn. I might have mentioned it before, but yes.
Okay, so if someone wanted more information on Jamaica, they could go to a website, couldn't they?
They could take a look at our website because it's really good. It tells you about activities coming up For example, if you want to do the Jamaica Jazz Festival, or if you want to do Rebel Salute, okay, or if you want to do another one that's called Tomorrow Today Culture Fest. So it does give you that option, okay, as well as it lists a few hotels and resort towns.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on, talking about Jamaica. Next, we're going to have Alan talking about No Taste Like Home.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is Vacation with the Griswolds, and we're going to be switching gears now. And now we have Alan Musket from No Taste Like Home. I love that name. Welcome, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You have a very interesting little niche going on. Can you tell us a little bit about No Taste Like Home?
Yeah, sure. We are a tour company that takes people out to eat, which means outside, and we show them what is edible, yeah, in nature. And the reason for the name is that we hope that people feel more at home in nature, but we go foraging with them and cook up what they found, and they can take the rest of it to a restaurant that fixes up what they found into a dinner.
Wow. So that's pretty unique. So that's pretty cool. So you're in Asheville. So I've done some of the traditional things. We've done the Biltmore House, and I know they have a lot of, I guess, breweries over there. I haven't been back since all the breweries are up. But this is kind of a fun little side thing to do. So how do they, is it like a something they book for a lunch or a dinner, or is it like a 4-hour expedition to forage and figure that out and then cook?
Well, no, we have a couple options. We do a 3-hour tour where we forage together, and then usually in the evening, although sometimes for lunch, people have the meal where they use what we found. In winter, we have our 3-hour tour in the afternoon, so people have their meal the next day. We also have an hour and a half walk where we point out things and taste them. We don't actually forage stuff, but you can have dinner on site because those walks take place at the Omni Grove Park Inn, and those are in the afternoon always, so you can actually just stay and have dinner, you know, an hour and a half later if you'd like. So those are the two ways to do it.
I'm intrigued. I can't imagine what on earth you're going to find out there. What do you find? What's out there?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to say that BC, you know, before Costco, everyone knew how to do that. And there's to modern people, a surprising amount of wild food. In our area alone, there's over 300 edibles that you could find. Every time we go out, there are probably at least 50 things that we could eat. And we try to only talk about a dozen because, you know, it's overwhelming. You meet too many. But, you know, to answer your question, they fall into categories of anywhere from, you know, greens to nuts, fruits, seeds, roots, mushrooms, shoots, flowers, maybe an insect every once in a while.
Oh, yummy. I was hoping for that.
Yeah.
What kind of insect?
Well, it's not required. What kind?
What kind of insect do you find and eat?
Yeah, we don't search them out, but, you know, we might come across ants, you know, and or grasshoppers, crickets, sometimes grubs when you go for, you know, nuts at the end of the season, like going into late fall. But most of the time it's, you know, mushrooms are people's edge as it is.
Okay. So do you go out, is it a small group or how big is the group size when you go out?
Yeah, well, excuse me. We aim for ideally 8 to 10 people, but it, you know, it can be as few as 2. And, you know, we try to cap it at, I'd say 15 the most.
Okay.
But we've done larger groups before, you know, that want to stay together.
So you help everyone find what's edible, and I guess they have a little basket, and then they go back. Now, do you go back? I love the Grow Park Inn. We haven't been there in a long time either.
Another story.
We need to get back up there. And do you get to go into the Grove Park Inn, and is that where the kitchen is, or where do you actually prepare the meals later?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so the Grove Park has several restaurants, and the one that prepares the dish is View 1913. And the chefs prepare that on their own, like...
Okay.
On the... Yeah, I should clarify that, you know, on the three-hour tour, we do cook up stuff at the end, like, but it's a real simple thing, right on spot, right outside.
Okay.
We make a quick tasting, and, you know, people pitch in, and we do that together, but it isn't a very involved, you know, cooking process or lesson. And then the restaurant dinner isn't one either. You're just going out to dinner. But we do have an option. We partner with a cooking school where you can take your food that night to this couple that you know, makes dinner with you in their home. And that's more of a cooking lesson if people are looking for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask.
Okay.
I have to ask, have you ever trained anyone before they went on Survivor?
See, I thought you were going to ask me if I'd ever poison anyone.
No! No.
Well, you can ask whatever you want.
Okay. And, I'll ask that next.
I have not trained someone for Survivor. What do you call it? Training? Yeah, I guess you call it training. On the Outdoor Channel, there was a series where I did pretty much train someone for an episode of it where he... You know, he had to basically survive on what he could find for the next, it was just for like a day or something.
Okay.
Now can kids do any of the different tours, or is it mostly for
an age minimum?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no age minimum. You know, we've had people with babies on their backs, you know, with toddlers, and, you know, we just tell them to keep an eye out on them and just like any adult, like not to put anything in their mouth unless we say it's okay. You know, kids are the best foragers. They're better than the parents are at spotting things and being able to tell the difference between things. They're very perceptive.
Huh. Yeah.
You said that you go out in the winter too. Is it a lot harder when it's snow-covered ground?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we don't have snow most of the time here in Asheville, but the ground itself gets frozen eventually. And at that point, some things are easy all year. You know, pine needles are out all year, and they make a wonderful tea. You know, birch twigs are out all the time, and they taste like root beer.
Mm.
You know, sassafras root, you'd have to dig, but... if you did, that would be even more like root beer. And, you know, there's even a mushroom. It's actually a fungus you could find all year round. And you grind it up, and it makes like a mocha-flavored coffee.
Huh.
So that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
Now,
you got Steve's attention there.
Well, all right. So then I have to ask about mushrooms, because I'm sure everybody asks about mushrooms. Now, the person for people who don't know about mushrooms, which is me, you just hear some legend that, like, 90, I don't know, I'll just make up a number, like 95% of mushrooms are poisonous. So is that, what's the deal, I guess, with mushrooms?
Well, I'm going to ask you, honestly, like both of you, tell me what is your real guess?
Oh, I don't know.
What the percentage is.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure it's not.
Like
whatever.
The percent? Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. I go first and you're going to go the opposite. I will say, 30% are poisonous.
Ooh. It's like Price is Right. I should guess a dollar.
Yeah. That's why I figured you were making me go first. You were going to say 31%.
But I know every time you look, I mean, I think...
Wait, I didn't hear your number.
25%. But I'm sure the general thing on the internet is like, you know, almost every single one.
Okay, so
yeah,
Alan?
Yeah, so if this was Price is Right, you'd both lose.
Uh-oh, that means there's a lot of poisonous.
Because you both went over.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and the answer is that the percentage of mushrooms that are poisonous isn't 30 or 25% or 10% or 1%. It's, I think, 0.01%.
Oh.
Really?
There are maybe 30,000 kinds of mushrooms in the world, and so far we only know of about 10 that are, I'm sorry, you know what, I should fix that. 10 that are deadly, and then maybe 300 that are poisonous.
Okay, so that's just going to give you an upset tummy.
Or a little worse.
Or a headache or a trip.
It could be worse.
Okay.
But most of the time, most of the poisonings are just upset stomach. I'd say about at least 50%, probably higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. We are going to take a break, and then when we come back, I do want to hear more about mushrooms, and we can talk about some more aspects about outdoor foraging and what you can find, how you can eat, how you survive. I think I'm going to go out there, and I'm just going to start eating mushrooms.
No, that's not a good idea.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true, moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at griswoldradio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Okay, so, Alan, we've got you. You are telling us all about foraging. If someone wanted to know more about this or book a tour with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, the website is our company name, notastelikehome.org. And if you go there, you can see the calendar and you can book the tour. You can email us with any questions. There's frequently asked questions on there, and there's lists of what foods you can find each month. And there's images from tours from every month of the year. So everything's at notastelikehome.org.
Okay. Very good. Go check it out. Yeah. And now I want to get back to the mushrooms. So I'm picturing myself,
all right,
you know, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere for some reason, and I have to either forage or die.
I guess, what are some of the
What are
some of the things you could get in Asheville? I guess, what are your top 10 things that you would find? And we're in Atlanta, so we're fairly
top
close.
10 sustaining.
Yeah. So what were the things that you would most likely find and cook up?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, if you did have to forage or die, this would be a great place to do it. And in fact, you'd be better off even in Atlanta, in the middle of the city, than in the woods.
Wow.
Huh.
So, yeah, there is actually more wild food in the city than in the country.
I might
and
go foraging.
Explanation is, I mean, when you... If you've ever gardened, you know, if you don't take care of it, you get a bunch of weeds.
Yeah.
And although most of those weeds are edible, and there's some of the biggest things like dandelion is edible. You know, gardeners know chickweed, and I hate that, but that's like one of the best salad greens you could eat. People hate a plant called Japanese knotweed. It takes over their yard, but it's basically like wild rhubarb. So it tastes like you can make a pie out of it. It's tart.
Wow.
People hate stinging nettle because they run into it and it hurts. But once you cook it, it doesn't hurt. And it's like spinach times 10. It's just amazingly tasty and nutritious. Huh. So those are all plants. And mushrooms you'll find in the city too. And whenever you cut a tree down, if there's mulch or a stump, or even just the roots under the in the grass where there used to be a tree, the mushrooms will come up. And like I said, most of them, although I don't recommend randomly eating them, most of them will be edible.
Okay. Now, I heard that you have a book coming out. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. It's called Wild Mushrooms from Forest to Table. So it's a practical guide. It has recipes and it tells you how to gather them and, you know, how to figure out what they are and you know, where to get help from others. And coming out in August, and it's for info on that, you go to my website, alanmuscat.com. And, you know, the two websites are connected, but there's a lot of articles on there also that I've posted on, you know, specific subjects. But, you know, the book alone isn't going to make someone, you know, safe to start eating. I mean, the thing I stress over and over again is find someone to learn from. And, you know, wherever you live, there's got to be, you know, someone nearby who you can go out with and practice with, because it's a skill. You know, you have to learn from another person and from practice.
Yeah, it sounds like that's something we can do, obviously, with you. Do you have any fun stories or unique stories from all the different guests you've had out on tours? Anything that rings a bell?
Yeah, I mean, it's been doing about 20 years now, and I've actually been pulling up a lot of stories that I had forgotten about over the years in the writing of this book that I'm just finishing up now. What occurs to me. One of the funny things people have been saying recently, for some reason, I don't know if it's kind of like in the air, but like people really like the wildness of you know, foraging. But lately people have been wanting to like start like eating the plants without even using their hands. You know, they want to crawl up and grab it with their mouth, you know, wild animal.
Okay, that's not me.
That's not you, yeah. Well, I mean, the funny thing is, most people are the opposite. I mean, they always, you know, they ask about like, what if a dog peed on it or something? And
yeah,
you know, I tell them, you know, that'll wash off, but you know, pesticides and GMOs and stuff like those don't wash off. You know.
I just thought of a strange question.
Yeah.
Darn. It came and went. Okay. So Steve, come up with a question.
Right, so,
I'm going to think of mine again.
So while you're doing that, so where are these trails? So are they over by the Grove Park Inn that you just kind of, you know, park there and go in? Or are they like in public parks or?
Okay, and I remembered. Oh. So I'm next.
Yeah. Yeah, the Grove Park has its own thing called Sunset Trail, and it's very small, but most of the edibles we're going to show are, I mean, they could be in the landscaping. I mean, they're in a field that borders the golf course. I mean, aside from, like I just said, you know, the pesticides is what you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere that there's sun, like, and they're not spraying, you know, what we call weeds are going to come up. And, you know, a lot of those are edible. I mean, we found wild grapes growing, you know, like muscadines, you know, right on the borders of the Grove Park. And I don't think anyone planted those, you know.
So it's not like you have to have some hiking experience to go trekking deep into the woods to you know, traverse a waterfall or something to get to the perfect spot.
No, I mean, I used to sell to restaurants. I mean, I had 75 restaurants, and I picked several hundred pounds a year. And the embarrassing truth is that a lot of times I would just, like, be driving around in my car spotting things.
All right, so we only have one more minute, and I wanted to ask,
okay,
what would be the best source, the best food or source out there to keep you hydrated if you're lost?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you got me. Well, spring, or the water that you carried with you. But
Nope, lost it.
If you're lost, hydrate. Okay, well, there's a plant called water leaf, which actually has a lot of water in the stem. And if that's around, you could chew a bunch of the stems of that.
Okay.
And you'd get water that way. How about that?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Quick, give me another crazy...
Well, unfortunately, we've got to wrap up the show here. Alan, thank you so much for joining us. A Taste Like Home, Alan Muscat. And we're going to check out the tours.
Yeah, we'll have to get to Asheville.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, this is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.